إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأول
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Brothers and sisters, respected Sheikh Osama, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. On behalf of the Light of Guidance, we welcome everybody, and we welcome everybody who is watching from home as well, to this to tonight's lecture of the Good Life series. Inshallah, to begin, we will welcome our brother Ali Hamdani to recite from the Holy Quran after Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين. بل هم في شك يلعبون. فارتكب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين. يغشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. أنى لهم الذكرى وقد جاءهم رسول مبين. ثم تولوا عنه وقالوا معلم مجنون. إنا كاشف العذاب قليلا إنكم عائدون. يوم نبطش البطشة الكبرى إنا منتكمون. ولقد فتن قبلهم قوم فرعون وجاءهم رسول كريم. أن أدوا إلي عباد الله إني لكم رسول أمين. وأن لا تعلوا على الله إني آتيكم بسلطان مبين. وإني عدت بربي وربكم أن ترجمون. وإن لم تؤمنوا لي فاعتزلون. فدعا ربه أن هؤلاء قوم مجرمون. فأسري بعبادي ليلا إنكم متبعون. واترك البحر رهوى إنهم جند مغرقون. كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم ونعمة كانوا فيها فاكهين. كذلك وأورثناها قوما آخرين. فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منذرين. ولقد نجينا بني إسرائيل من العذاب المهين من فرعون إنه كان عاليا من المسرفين. ولقد اخترناهم على علم على العالمين. وآتيناهم من الآيات ما فيه بلاء مبين. إن هؤلاء ليقولون إن هي إلا موتتنا الأولى وما نحن بمنشرين. فأتوا بآبائنا إن كنتم صادقين. أهم خير أم قوم تبع والذين من قبلهم أهلكناهم إنهم كانوا مجرمين وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين يوم لا يغني مولى عن مولى شيئا ولا هم ينصرون إلا من رحم الله إنه هو العزيز الرحيم إن شجرة الزقوم طعام الأثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم خذوه فاعتلوه إلى سواء الجحيم ثم صبوا فوق رأسي من العذاب الحميم ذق إنك أنت العزيز الكريم إن هذا ما كنتم به تمترون إن المتكين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس واستبرك متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا موتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم فضلا من ربك ذلك هو الفوز العظيم فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لعلهم يتذكرون فارتكب إنهم مرتكبون صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
Another salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And inshallah for the hastening of the return of Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman and for the victory of the Muslimin against the enemies of Islam, especially the Zionists, inshallah, a third and final salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And inshallah, before we now welcome Sheikh Osama to give the lecture on the Good Life series, just a couple of quick announcements. Just a reminder to everybody to please stay tuned on WhatsApp and all of the different social media channels for any announcements or important information about upcoming events, programs, anything else that we might be doing, inshallah, here at the Hadi Institute. And then, of course, asking everybody to keep their masks on at all times. And inshallah, next week, Friday, June 4th, will be the final lecture in the Good Life series, and it will also be a commemoration, inshallah, of the martyrdom of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, as well as the death anniversary of the beloved Imam Khomeini. So inshallah, Quddisa sirruhu, inshallah, we ask everybody to try their best as well to make it out on that day, next Friday, inshallah, same time, 7 o'clock. So we hope to see everybody there. And inshallah, without further ado, we welcome Sheikh Osama with the salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to our Good Life series. Today, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we're going to be addressing a very, very important spiritual disease. One that if it is not addressed, it has serious implications for families. Meaning if this trait is not addressed and a person develops this and gets married, and then later them and their spouse, husband or wife, I still have this disease. This disease is one of the two main factors that breaks the trust in a family. And in order to have a successful family, one of the main things we need is that feeling of peace and security. But if I haven't worked on this trait can go over and destroy my family. Not only that, if this trait is not there, it also harms relationships inside a family. It might be the children who feel this way, meaning they have this disease, towards their parents, or vice versa. So inside a family, literally, this can rip a family apart, this disease, if it's not addressed. But this disease doesn't only have implications inside a family, that if a family has this trait, then it'll rip apart a family. Rather, the implications are wider. If it's not addressed, this disease can be one that causes me not to be able to work in an Islamic organization. It could rip apart an Islamic organization. There could be somebody in an organization who has this trait. I haven't worked on it. I haven't developed it. I haven't overcome this disease. It's still with me, and literally, it'll rip apart an organization. So it might be something where, because I have this trait, other people around me find me uncomfortable to be around. It can even go further than that to the community. I'm going to give an example of it in the community, because there was a very famous incident that happened early in Islam where Allah taught us how we should be about the root cause of this problem. So it even can affect a community. Now, the thing is that sometimes believers, mu'mineen, they're very sensitive about certain diseases, certain problems, certain issues, certain sins. It doesn't take a lot of discussion and convincing and ayat and hadith for the person to say, well, this is terrible, this shouldn't be there. Where there are some sins that they're not as high on the radar. It's not something that automatically anybody who hears about it and they're like, oh, I have this trait, because you and I, by the way, whenever we hear these discussions, as believers who are trying to work on ourselves and get ready for the imam of the time, our first look is inward. This is out from this discussion, just in general. You and I are always trying to look first to myself. Is there any message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to hear? Not anybody else, me. To make sure that I address this. But what happens is, there are some diseases, if we hear about them, or we see certain inclinations in ourselves, automatically we'll be on guard. This is very serious. Even if I see this, the beginnings of this, it's something to be very worried about. Whereas there are some things that aren't like this, at least on the mind of the average believer, it's not as big a deal for the person to be very, very worried and take. And if we have a disease which is like that, which is very corrosive, very destructive, possibly can affect many mu'mineen, but I'm not quite as sensitive to the possibility of this disease coming or staying in the heart of the believer, and then at the appropriate time, shaitan whispering and getting the believer to destroy themselves or destroy others is very high. Whereas if I know what something is, I know how terrible it is, ayat, hadith, then I'm more ready to have protected myself. And if I even see the slightest in myself towards this direction, I want to be on guard. I want to protect myself. So the disease you and I are going to talk about is one which is called in Arabic su'udhan. It's when we think badly of others.
There's different words that we might use in English. I'm suspicious. I have inclinations. I have intuition. Right? We're going to, inshallah, take a little bit of a deep dive into this and find out why it is that it happens. Right? But there's sometimes when I, as a believer, somebody does something and it crosses my mind that this person is up to no good. Right? Su'udhan. The problem is this. Without hujjah, without Islamic proof, when you and I arrive at a conclusion about someone and make a judgment about someone, now I thought badly of that person because I don't have hujjah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Hujarat, Allah tells us this as believers. He says, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Avoid my suspicion, thinking badly of others. Inna ba'dha dhan ithm. Truly, some of these suspicions, these thinkings, this feeling towards other believer is definitely a sin. When Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to get believers, us, because these ahadith are for us, to avoid it for him, you're going to see the argument of Imam Ali. Once God has said you shouldn't think this way about believers, that's enough for Imam Ali. Listen to this hadith. The Imam tells us this. اطرحوا سوء الظن. Cast aside. Make sure you never think this way about other believers. Why? فإن الله عز وجل نهى عن ذلك. Allah said, don't be that way. Allah wants you to think good of believers. That's enough for Imam Ali. Now what happens is, even though God has spoken, and that should be it for the believers, sometimes you'll find that a believer will read the tea leaves. I'll put two and two together. I see what this person did or said. I come to a conclusion. Is that hujjah between you and Allah? Because we'll talk about that later. No, I don't have hujjah that I can feel this way about this believer. But still, I'm like, I don't like this person. I don't think good of this person. Or I suspect their actions. This person is up to no good. I'm going to try and give some practical examples for us to see this, right? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create a society, a world, a civilization where the believers all think good of one another. Normally, when a believer sees one another, we're all supposed to be assuming the best about a believer. That famous story that I mentioned that happened in the early history of Islam, it's the story which is called Ifk in the Quran. So Surah Nur. Then I'm going to be quoting verse number 12. But if you look over there in Surah Nur, you'll see that Allah goes over this issue in detail. Very important points over there. I want to explain part of it. The summary of the story is this. Because there's even a difference a little bit among Shia and Sunni. How were the details? But that's not the point. We can still get that lesson that we're supposed to get from this. What happens was that after one of the battles, the Muslims were coming back from the battle. And one of the Prophet's wives ended up not making it with the caravan. Maybe she was sleeping. Maybe she did something. The caravan moved, and she was left behind. And one of the brothers ended up seeing her. She's by herself. So he goes over, and he brings her. They come late, and they arrive late. And what happened was certain people started rumors. Why is the Prophet's wife late? Who's that guy? What's their relationship? They started these rumors. Su'udhan, thinking badly. I don't have hujjah. They started this. The ayat of the Quran, if you look in Surah, very severe. Allah was very severe about this. I just want to mention one of them that kind of illustrates the point that we're trying to take for the beginning of the lecture. So when some people started repeating, unfortunately, those different words, thinking in this way, su'udhan, see what God says. This is Surah 12, or 24, but 12. God says this. Lawla idh sami'tumuhu. Why was it? God's very severe in this. Why was it that when you heard this, dhanna al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat bi-anfusihim khayra, that the first response of the mu'mineen and mu'minat was that they think good of each other. The general instruction of Islam, a society which is built on assuming the best. Why wasn't that the first reaction or the first response from the believers? Why didn't the believers, the verse continues, why didn't the believers, وَقَالُوا, why didn't the believers say this? هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينٌ. When they heard this, even despite seeing, reading the tea leaves, the prophet's wife, she's left, there's a young man, instead of doing that, why didn't they say that this is a big lie? Why wasn't that the first response? Why wasn't it the case that the believers first thought good of each other, first assumed what was right? Right? To assume that I have no right to repeat this. I shouldn't be thinking like this. Now, a couple of questions. The first question, brothers and sisters, is when is it? Because I think all of us can say, meaning as human beings, there are times when somebody might do something or say something. We have an interaction with someone which is less than pleasant, and sometimes a whisper creeps into our mind. Right? We might have had that experience. So when is it that it becomes haram? That this is, because the Quran said that some of these thoughts are definitely, if, a sin. When is it that it's a sin? I want to give three scenarios. The first one, this is according to all maraja. It's not, you know, I follow the, no, all maraja. First, if we develop bad thoughts about a Muslim, for whatever reason, a Muslim did something, bad thoughts about that Muslim, I don't have hujjah to be able to say, no, this is something which is unjustifiable, this is a situation, I must take a stance, I don't have that hujjah, and either, one of two things, my behavior changes towards this Muslim. Something happened, but now there's a visible change in my behavior towards this believer, or what else have the maraja said? Or no, my words change. The way I address the believer. Before, the conversations would be a certain way. One was behavior, maybe I'm less, not the same smile, that's the first one. But then the second one is, no, this isn't real. There's sometimes when a believer will do or say something, and a thought will come to my mind. A whisper will come from shaitan. The person, they didn't answer, I texted, they didn't answer immediately. Different. Somebody called, they didn't pick up. I asked for a loan, they didn't help. Different scenarios that come up, and that whisper did come from shaitan. That thought did cross my heart that this believer is trying to be malicious. But I didn't change my behavior, and I'm upset that I feel this way. I don't like that it crossed my heart. This believer did this. It crossed my heart. I don't like that. I didn't change my behavior. And actually, I'm actively trying to fight this. I don't want to think badly of a mu'min or mu'mina. If I'm doing this one, this is definitely not a sin. I haven't changed my behavior. A whisper, that's not even in my hands, shaitani whispers, it came in my mind, and I'm actively trying to fight it. This one is not a sin. The third one's a little bit scary, though. This one, according to some, is, meaning some of our scholars, have come arrived at the conclusion, we'll have to see with this one. But the third one is this. I think badly of a Muslim. I do think badly of a Muslim. I don't have hujjah. I'm going to come hadith from the imam. I don't have hujjah. I don't have proof for this to be able to say, on yawm al-qiyamah, I took this stance. Allah, no, I don't have that. At the same time, I don't feel bad. Remember, since in the second scenario, I feel bad. Why is it that I feel this way about another believer? I don't like that. Right? And this one, the third scenario, no. I haven't changed my behavior. I might still smile. I'm bright. I'm friendly. But I'm qalban. I don't like this Muslim. That's the one we have to be scary about. According to some, they say that this is su'udhan. Thought badly of a Muslim. So the first one was definitely haram. This one also, some say. So we have to be careful about this. One of the hadith about su'udham, it's interesting how serious this is. Listen to this one. It's from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The Prophet says this, Inna Allah ta'ala, truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala harrama min al-Muslim has made three things forbidden in regard to a believer. One of them, damahu, the blood of a mu'min. Not allowed to kill a mu'min, take somebody's life, damahu. Wamalahu, we're not allowed to steal from a believer, reach into somebody's pocket, right? And these are all ugly, ugly sins, but then look at this one. وَأَن يَظُنَّ بِهِ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ That the person think badly of a Muslim. Three things Allah has forbidden. One of them is for us to think badly of another Muslim. This hadith I'm going to share is also from the Prophet, but this one, I want you to keep it in your minds for later when we talk about the cure. Because it's a deeper dive, we're not going to rush through this. Because some of these hadith, we literally have to take time, look at them, think about them. How does this apply? What are scenarios? So that we can rid ourselves of this trait. But right now, I want you to think about it, because later on with the cure, this is going to be important. Our Prophet says this, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنَّ Beware of thinking badly of others. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْكَذِبُ Truly, thinking badly of others is the biggest lie. It's the biggest lie. How is this a lie? Think about this, right? In my heart of hearts, I've seen suffering from this brother or this sister. Now, without hujjah, I think differently, but I haven't even changed my behavior towards them. Or I have, God forbid, in the first one. Now I'm not as kind, not as friendly. I have changed my behavior. Why is that a lie? I haven't said anything to anybody. What some scholars tell us is this is the possible explanation. This is part for the cure later on. I'm making a judgment based on my waham, based on my imagination. I don't have hujjah. I don't have Islamic proof. But I've come to a conclusion. In my mind, I'm lying to myself. I've told myself, this person, they didn't pass salams to me. This person ignored me, right? Somebody walked. I said salam. They didn't say salam back. I assume they did it out of arrogance. I told myself in my mind, see how arrogant that brother or sister is? They don't even return salams. I lied to myself. I didn't have hujjah. I'm talking to myself. Now, what happens is, and we'll talk about this more later, but the hadith, the second one from Amirul Mu'mineen, tells us that this destroys ibadah. Let's say there's a believer for the month of Ramadan. I've been careful, avoiding haram, doing much ibadah, great ibadah. I've stayed up on the nights of Qadr. What can ruin my ibadah? Imam Ali says. He says, إِيَّاكَ أَن تَسِيءَ الظَّنَّ Beware of thinking badly of anyone. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ If you think badly of someone, يُفْسِدُ الْعِبَادَةِ That worship that you're waiting for on the last day, this is going to count. It's going to be in my hasanat. يُفْسِدُ الْعِبَادَةِ It destroys it. وَيُؤْذِمُ الْوِزْرِ I had sins. Everybody sometimes might have some sins. There's some things we can do that intensify sin. One of them is thinking badly of others. It makes the sin much greater than it is. What's the opposite of this? The opposite of this is the trait that we all want to have when we're dealing with other believers. And it's the opposite. Whenever someone does or says anything, and there's a possibility, I don't have hujjah, there's a possibility of there being a good reason for this, or even I'm going to explain sometimes bad behavior, that there's two ways of interpreting this. Either I can interpret it in the worst way, or I can say, no, maybe there's an excuse. The husnuddan is when I always am positive about other believers. I'll give you, first read the hadith together. So Imam Ali says this, Va amra akhika ala ahsanih. If there's something that your brother does, there's two ways of interpreting it, multiple ways of interpreting it. He says, make sure that you assume the best, ahsana. Hatta ya'tiyaka ma yaghlibuka min. Until you receive that hujjah, that proof that no, this is something, it's unjustifiable, there's no way, this is wrong. What just happened was wrong. Then I can. He says, وَلَا تَذُنَّنَّ بِكَلِمَةٍ خَرَجَتْ مِنْ أَخِيكَ سُوءًا Your brother says something, texts something, calls, I hear something. Never think badly of what was said وَأَنْتَ تَجِدُ لَهَا فِي الْخَيْرِ مَحْمِلًا. But there is a way that this wasn't as bad as I thought it could be. Right? So there's sometimes when there's no explanation, Imam Ali is not telling us that this is haram, this is wrong action, it's okay. No, that's right. But there's two ways when somebody does something. Maybe I can assume the person did it on accident. They weren't intending that. Sometimes I tell people, even when you're texting, right? With texts, because you're not seeing the person, you don't see their expression, right? It's a lot colder. Right? I don't know the context that's necessarily there. Maybe the person, right? I could assume good or I could assume bad. We assume good. There's not the time when even somebody does a mistake. This is what some scholars have mentioned. I'm with a family member and actually they do make a mistake. Let's say they raise their voice with me. Shout, for some reason. We got into an argument. There's one time when I assume the worst. The reason you raise your voice with me is that you think so little of me. That's one interpretation. There's another time when I say, well, maybe they're tired. Maybe they're, right? It's still wrong. I'm not justifying their action, but I don't assume that this was out of spite. You're trying to hurt me. That's one time, one take. Another time, no, inshallah. Right? So what happens is, of course, there's no excuse for misbehaving, and none of us can use this as an excuse that I'm mistreating you, and then I'm like, you have to find a good way of understanding. No, astaghfirullah. We're trying to fix ourselves, right? So when other people do this, we want to try. The imam says this, اطلب لأخيك عذرا. Try and find some excuse for your Muslim brother. He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ لَهُ عُذْرًا. If you can't find an excuse, فَلْتَمِسْ لَهُ عُذْرًا. Try, maybe there's some way that I don't have to come to that conclusion that this person is wicked and evil and trying to get me, trying to hurt me. If we can do that, brothers and sisters, the ahadith tell us that this leads to us having a lot less stress. These people have husnul dhan towards others, a lot less stress in their lives. I don't have to assume, always feel everybody's against me, everybody's plotting, everybody's thinking, what are they doing, why? The hadith says this, husnul dhan rahatul qalb. The person who always thinks good of others, when something happens, oh no, inshallah. That person, their heart's at peace. It also, later on when we look at the ahadith, a lot of sins happening because of this. Let's say there's a family, and I'm suspicious of either of my spouse. Suspicious of my spouse. Or suspicious of another. There's many sins that this can lead to. One of them is the sin of spying. Whereas the Quran says, لا تجسسوا, don't spy. In order for me to fix, to find out, we're going to talk about this later. In order for me to find out, yes or no, maybe they weren't thinking bad, I start to spy. What is that? What happens with that? We'll talk about that later. Right? But it's the mother of many sins. Imam Ali again, he says, حُسْنُ الذَّنْ يُخَفِّفُ الْهَمِّ. It keeps us from worrying. It lessens our worry. I expect good from God, good from people. People want to do the right thing. They have a fitrah. The Imam says it gives me less worry. وَيُنَجِّي مِنْ تَقَلُّدِ الْإِثْمِ. It keeps me from committing many of the sins that other people might commit. So now I want to give you a little bit of a case study for us to think about. In this first case study, brothers and sisters, there's a family, and the first thing that comes to their mind when anything happens, so this is inside a family, husband, wife, children, whenever anybody does anything in the first family, the assumption is the worst. There's always an angle. What are you trying to do? What did you mean by that? Imagine one family that's like that. We're going to talk about how that even if you're trying to repair a relationship, we'll talk about that later, that the Imam explains that this stops us from being able to repair a relationship. Because now even if you do something kind, imagine a family like this. We're always on guard, always looking. What is it you're trying to do? What is your angle? Now we're trying to fix the relationship. The person wants to do something nice to me. Now I'm like, why? Hadith. We'll talk about that, inshallah, later. So that's the first family. The second family is one where the assumption is always the person was trying to do the right thing. The person comes in a little late from work. The wife would assume, must be working long hours. My husband's such a hero. My wife didn't help, this is inside our family. My wife didn't do the laundry. There's one time, the first family, she's trying to teach me a lesson. I'll show. Isn't it? Maybe she forgot. Every time there's a situation, it's a chance for more love with this first, the second family, right? So obviously, those two families, the experience they have in life is going to be very different. What the Imam tells us, the next hadith, is that if you think good of people, this actually creates love. People love those who think good about them. Right? Or as opposed to those who are, you have to always, everything you say, you have to, what does the person mean? What are they trying to say? What? Hadith says this, man hasuna dhannahu binnas. The person who thinks good of others, haza minhum al-mahabba. This person, Imam Ali says, he gets the love of others. If you think about it, this is what those who love one another do. If you really care about somebody, if you like someone, if you think that that person's a good person, when a mistake happens, you automatically assume that they're trying to do the right thing. There's a story they tell in Iran. It's not true. It's a famous story, though, about Layla and Majnun. So Majnun loved Layla. And Layla would never pay any attention to Majnun. Majnun had husnuddan. So they said once, Layla was giving out soup. And people were in the line. It was maybe the time for Azadari. People were going over there. Said, let's get some soup. So he walked over. Everybody was in the line. They're all getting a little bit of soup. And he brought his bowl. And then when he got there, then Layla knocked his bowl out of his hand. And then everybody turned to him. See, you're so in love with her. She's mistreating you like that. You know what he said? He said, she recognized me. She was thinking good of me. She can't treat me like she treats everybody. I'm special. Husnuddan, always interpreting what the person to do in that way. And by the way, even when we look later to the, because there's things that we have to talk about later, whereas shaitan, the whisper of shaitan is that, you see what that person did? What they're trying to, the angle? If you don't pay attention to that, if you don't follow your intuition, if you don't read the tea leaves, shaitan will try to make it that, okay, see, you're a naive person. They're going to take advantage of you. As opposed to, later on when we talk about the cure, God runs the universe. He told me to think good. He's going to take care of it. Husna dhan billah. This is a hadith from Imam Sadiq. He says, man hasuna dhannahu billah, kana Allah inda dhanni bih. If someone thinks good of God, God makes it work out for the person. Allah is he's running the show. Even this person, I don't have to be on guard all of the time. Now, I want to end now with a story of the Ahlul Bayt. This story teaches us that if we start off with su'udhan and making mistakes in that way, instead of the default being, I'm going to assume the rest of a person, where can it take us? What can happen? There was a man named Shaqiq. Shaqiq. And Shaqiq says, one year I went to make Hajj. He says, when I went to make Hajj, you know, there in the good old days, back in the old days, there were areas where you would stop in and then you would travel along the way to Hajj. So he says, I went to one of these rest stops where everybody was, everybody's dressed up, everybody's getting ready for Hajj. And he said, I saw one youth who was very handsome. Obviously, face full of nur. This person he mentions, he was brown, very handsome. He says, thin. And he was off in the distance from everybody else. So everybody's getting ready to move to Hajj. This person is sitting off in the distance. And he says he was wearing a woolen cloak. In my mind, Shaqiq says, in my mind, when I saw this person, I said to myself, this person is definitely a Sufi. He wants to go to Hajj, And he wants to be a burden on all the other hujjaj. He thinks he's so pious, he's worshiping, he's going to be over here, he's going to go in the caravan, and he's not going to do his responsibility. He's going to be busy with work because he's avoiding everybody. He has so much nur in his face. This person has a problem. He said, in my mind, I made a decision to go over and to warn him about this terrible behavior. And he said, I went over to him. And when I went over to him, then he turned to me without me saying anything. So I'm walking to this youth who I see off in the distance. Without me saying anything, he turned to me and he said, Shaqiq, ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan, inna ba'dha al-dhan ith. Shaqiq, he called me by my own name. He said, avoid much suspicion. Surely some suspicion is sin. He said, when he called me by my name, I said, oh, this is somebody a little bit different. He just read my mind. He said the appropriate verse. I didn't even get up to him. I just thought something. He said, this is one of Allah's awliya. He said, I wanted to walk up to him, but he got up, he left. I didn't see him. He disappeared amongst the crowd. He said, so we continued, and as they were going towards Hajj, there were different places that they would stop. At another one of these rest stops, he saw this person, and he saw him over there in a corner praying. This same special person, the Nurani person, he saw them over there in a corner praying, and he says, the prayer of this person, limbs shivering out of fear of Allah, crying tears. He said, I thought badly of him. I want to ask for forgiveness. He said, I started going over to get to the person to ask for forgiveness. Why is it I thought badly of you? And there, before I got a chance to speak, again, he told me, Shaqiq. He said, he quoted a verse, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. He quoted another verse of the Quran, that I certainly am forgiving of the person who makes tawbah and has faith, iman, and does good deeds, and then is guided. He quoted another verse of Quran. So, been forgiven. And then again, I don't catch up to him, he leaves. He says, so, we continue on the trip to Hajj. He says, we come to another rest stop, and in this rest stop, I see him off in the distance. And what happens is, I'm looking at this youth, he's off in the distance, and what happens is, he's by a well, and he has a bucket, and he's trying to get water, to bring water up from the well, and when the bucket slips out of his hand, it goes down into the water, he looks up at heaven, and then he starts addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are my Lord. When I'm thirsty, you provide me with water. When I'm hungry, you provide me with food. Oh Allah, I don't have anything other than this bucket. Please bring this bucket back for me. He said, don't take this bucket away from me. He said, and then I saw with my own two eyes, the water in the well rose until the bucket came up. The person took the bucket, made wudu. So he's like, who is this? One of Allah's awliya. Again, he wasn't. Later on, he sees this person. Now when he sees the person, he's at the Kaaba. He's at the Kaaba, crying. He describes how the person is. He says, and now when the person leaves the Kaaba, I notice there's people walking with him, people trying to say salams to him, perhaps getting tabarruk from him. I ask, who is that person? They said, that's Musa ibn Ja'far, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. So what happens is, if thinking badly of others is not kept under control, it can get to the stage where I might assume something bad about someone who's excellent, even an imam. So this gives us a little bit of an idea of how serious this is. Inshallah, later on, if Allah gives tawfiq, we'll try and talk a little bit about some solutions and how to make sure that we don't have this trait. We end with salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So brothers and sisters, again, thank you for coming out. Sheikhna, thank you so much for that very nice lecture, and thank you to everybody who's participating with us, watching from home. Very quick reminder and also clarification. So next week, inshallah, Friday, 7 o'clock, will be the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, as well as the commemoration of the death anniversary of Imam al-Khomeini, Quddisa sirruhu. I did mention that it would be the final lecture of the Good Life series, but that was a mistake on my end. But inshallah, everybody has to give me husn al-dhan, so I'm okay. Thank you everybody for coming out, and thank you again to the Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك